Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Liam. You're probably wondering, what do me and Cadbury Snack Sandwich have in common? Well, we're both wonderfully ordinary. Like right now, I'm doing some gardening and listening to my favourite radio show. How wonderfully ordinary is that?
Cadbury Snack Sandwich, the purple snack. A wonderfully ordinary biscuit with just a delicious layer of Cadbury chocolate sandwiched between two shortcake squares. Available in a store near you.
What are the ingredients for a perfect telenovela? Obviously, you need twins. A rich one and a not-so-rich one. You need a terrible accident and mistaken identity. Throw in a charming prince, a cruel stepmother, and a father with dark secrets. Oh, and don't forget the nun.
Wait, there's a nun?
This show has all that and much more. Princess of South Beach, a telenovela like you've never heard it before.
So la princesa of South Beach.
Listen to Princess of South Beach on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a year since my sister Callie died. Now I can't sleep because every time I close my eyes, Callie's there to wake me up. The insomnia's gotten so bad, I'm not sure what's real anymore. There's a shadow living inside my head. It's angry, and I don't think I can stop it. My name is Harper Hart, and I'll see you in your nightmares.
Journey into your own subconscious and listen to See You in Your Nightmares now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweet.
Hey, this is Arielle. So, quick update on Vice News reports. We're currently cooking up something really special for you. Something that you're not going to want to miss. Next week. That means that this week we have something a little different for you. We're going to play an episode from another Vice podcast called Source Material. It's a really innovative series that takes you straight to the source, using recordings gathered by everyday people living through extraordinary events, all without a host. This is pure first-person narrative, all the way. The episode you're about to hear takes you inside an uprising that happened at Ware State Prison in Georgia this August, and it gives you a sense of what it was like to experience it in real time. One last note. This episode has some recordings that are lower quality than what we would usually air, but you can definitely still understand what's going on. And trust me, it is well worth the listen. So stick around.
Anybody can get us some help, man. We need some help, man. These folks trying to, they don't shot run the side, shot run the leg, forehead and chin, man. We need some help.
Free us, man.
Free us, man.
This shit not no game, not playing, man.
Our brothers are shot. They need medical assistance. Can somebody on the free world please? Man, let them folk know what's going on.
Hey, y'all folk know I ain't never went live on no shit like that, man.
No.
Y'all call the news.
Y'all call the news.
Call the world. Fuck y'all
on the call, man. Our brothers just got shot. By real bullets. By the police.
I told that friend though. They coming now.
They coming
now. They come back now. They coming back deep. They coming back deep.
What's up?
From Vice News, you're listening to Source Material. Unnarrated, unfiltered. World events told through the recordings of those who lived it. Episode 5, The Ware State Prison Riot.
Good evening, folks. James Burchett here, your House Rep for District 176. As I'm sure everyone is aware now, or by now, that we had a prison riot out at Ware State Prison this weekend. And so just want to give the most current update that I can. As of now, I got a report from Department of Corrections and from the hospital that a total of 7 people were treated from the event this past weekend. I'm told that a golf cart was burned and several windows were smashed out. I want everybody to remember, I saw the same live videos everybody else saw, and nobody's saying that that those things didn't happen.
I'm Riley Brown, and I am a freshman at the University of Pittsburgh-Bradford, and I am a native to Ware County.
Waycross is known as, we're a pretty decently sized city in Georgia. We don't have anything that really puts us on the map, you know, like, we have the Okefenokee Swamp, and besides that, like, we don't really have anything that either trouble or history, we just don't really have anything. The prison is over there by the industrial side of town. But I remember that night, I jumped on Facebook because we have there's 2 or 3 community Facebook pages for Waycross Ware County. And I started seeing these posts, like, going around by several friends of mine on Facebook about something that was going on at the prison. Just like, hey, watch out if you live by the prison. Anybody know what's going on at the prison? Update on the prison. And a lot of, like, I started texting all my friends, especially those who lived closer to the prison than I even did. And I was like, hey, what is going on at the prison? And I had one of my friends say, there's cops coming all around the prison. And I didn't know why. So that was when, like, I started, you know, clicking different different names, trying to figure out what was going on. Either that was a Facebook Live. I saw 1 or 2 that were from TikTok. Like, they were just everywhere.
We need y'all to contact everybody. The news, all the news.
Y'all know they ain't supposed to shoot us and let's be on that date. Y'all keep sharing this shit, man. This shit need to go viral, man.
Keep texting. Keep
CNN, man. Call whoever, man.
CNN. We need all this shit on the phone.
Call anybody, man. These folks been short staffed anyway. They weren't supposed to be running this shit like this anyway, man.
They abandoned their posts.
They left us in this motherfucker, man.
They can't even blow it out.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Appreciate that, brother.
The first video I saw is actually the first video that I posted on my Twitter thread.
Man, this shit dead for real, man. We need medical assistance. Anybody can Google some shit and tell her how to goddamn get, brother, with these bullet wounds, you know, man. Them folks really shot up, man.
I looked at the video, and it was really dark, and you couldn't see much, but you could just see blood. And so there's another video, and you can actually see light, and you see there's blood everywhere on the inmate.
Get us some help, man. We need some help, man. These folks trying to, they done shot, bro, in the side, shot, bro, in the leg, forehead, and the chin, man. We need some help, man.
I hope that bullet ain't still inside you, bro.
Forehead and pulled over.
Put it come.
I wouldn't leave pulled over.
Put it come.
And he's crying out in pain, and someone tied some type of fabric around his leg to try and stem the bleeding. You hear the blaring alarm in the background over and over and over again, and you hear the slamming of doors.
They turned around, and there was just blood everywhere on the floor. There was the sweat on his face, like, everything just bled. I just started crying. I literally felt like I was going to puke.
This is Winnie. He shot in his side, man. It's a gunshot in his side, man. Little bro, like, he got eternal bleeding, man. He shot in his leg, and he got hit in the forehead, man. We need some help in this motherfucker, man. Everybody out there, man. Waycross, man. Ware State prison, man. We need this shit to go for real, man. White folks not playing with us, man. These folks trying to kill us. We understand.
So I screen recorded that video, and there was a third video, and it was people running in the prison.
You can tell that there's a lot of people there, but because of the lack of light, you can't really tell how many people are there. You can make out the kind of underlying sense of panic. there's a lot of movement, either people walking, stumbling, running.
Say, Floyd!
Hey.
What's up?
I was at least midnight, a little past midnight, and I walked into my mom's room, and she was like, "What's wrong?" And I showed her the video, and I remember the look of fear in her eyes, and she was, "I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that." And I looked at her, and I remember saying, "Mom, I know you don't want to see it, but we have to see it." And you have people talking about how the inmates have been complaining for weeks, and no one had listened. So I think by screen recording these videos and sharing them and all that, it was just a kind of a last-ditch effort. I screen recorded a bunch of them. A lot of people in the community did. And that's kind of where I started when I started posting about everything on Facebook.
I want to say a big thank you to the Department of Corrections, Georgia State Patrol.
So the next morning, I had our local House representative, James Burchette. He's the House representative for District 176 for Waycross. James posted a video on his Facebook.
One of the things that just drives me completely bonkers is that some folks out there would have you believe that these inmates were, reading hymnals and singing God's praise, and then the officers just came in and started abusing them. And that's just not the case. I think that...
It was a Facebook Live, and, he was telling everyone that he was in contact with Sheriff Royal and that he was talking to him about the prison riot and everything else going on.
And I appreciate the opportunity to serve this district with the law enforcement that has the courage to go in there and put these things down. That's what happened. Those are the facts. Some of these folks out here have this alternative agenda to, have you believe that. Well, I don't know what they want you to believe. They just want you to believe that the prisoners were, sitting there singing Kumbaya, and these folks came in and caused them the riot.
I guess that's like what's hard for me about describing these, just knowing what was being reported to us, the citizens. It doesn't match what you're seeing in the videos.
Again, it's always a pleasure and it's an honor to serve you as your district rep in District 176. I appreciate you, and I thank you.
I was asleep. I was knocked out. And my one of my friends, she was like, "Tamara," everybody was calling me at 2:00 in the morning, but I was asleep. So first thing I got up, they were like, "Tamara, Ware had a riot. You need to check on Frederick."
My name is Tamara McIntyre, and Frederick McIntyre is my husband.
I live in Daytona Beach. And I think the Georgia line is like 120 miles away from my house. So my husband is incarcerated in Ware State Prison. That's in Waycross, Georgia. My husband has been in Ware State Prison for the past 18 months. I drive from Florida to Waycross to go visit him. He was up for parole in July, but they told him that they denied his parole. So now I have to deal with this whole prison thing for another 4 years. My husband's a strong dude. He's been in this system for 20 years, and he's like determined not to let this system break him and turn him into a monster. He holds up a good front for me, and I'm doing the same for him. I'm his voice. I haven't been able to visit Frederick since March 12th when they closed down for COVID. Look, I spend like $40 to $50 a week on phone calls, depending on what he's going through. Our calls are in 15-minute increments. I talked to him the night before. He called me on the blue phone. He was like, "Man, everybody's getting antsy." And I didn't even know if anything was going on. And he was like, "Oh, I'll talk to you tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay, cool."
But tomorrow never came because they had the riot. And I asked him, I said, when I finally did talk to him, I said, what happened? Why did you guys get into it? He said it was bound to happen.
Man, mom, I'm up into this shit, man.
Run that, run
that. You had to take this shit before.
One of the other wives or girlfriends hit me up on Facebook and told me that was what's going on. And then I watched some of it. I couldn't watch it all. Just looked like mayhem. It looked like something off of a movie. There was fire. There was inmates running around. There was smoke. It looked like a war zone. It looked like a war zone.
They just stabbed everything in the face, man. They might kill me.
They just stabbed me.
They stabbed me.
When the two guys were sitting there bloody, I had to turn it off. When your loved one is in something like that, it's hard. It's real hard to watch. It's trying. It makes you sad. It makes you worry for your loved one. You just hope they don't get caught up in somebody else's bad day. And my husband did say the night of the riot, when they started everything, he was in the shower and they just busted in his dorm and started shooting, and he got shot in the back with a rubber bullet. You have to have a strong stomach to watch something like that.
Our folks that our correctional officers go out there and they risk their lives on a day-to-day basis. This is a testament to how much they do risk. They're out there, putting themselves in between the bad guys and us. And again, these guys at this prison and at Ware State, these are all bad guys. These are the worst of the worst. Because one of their roles is to make sure these inmates stay in line, but another role, as I see it, is to make sure these inmates stay in there and away from all of the families and good citizens of Ware County and District 176. They keep them, they're the guys, that's the thin blue line that's standing between you and them.
We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
We've all had time to think, to figure stuff out, what we like and don't like about our jobs, our careers. Maybe you don't want to go back to the office or that 4-hour commute. Or maybe you never want to work from home again. At Irish Jobs, we believe everyone should be free to choose the job that fits their lives, whether you want to step up, step down, or even try something completely new. Choose the life that you want. Visit irishjobs.ie.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I learned when it was happening, it's a very tight-knit group of coworkers. You know, once you work at a place like that, I mean, you gain a lot of friends over the years, and you become basically a family. My name is Lamar Eason, and my connection to Ware State is I was employed there as a correction officer. I left 2 weeks before the riot. I want to be honest with you. I love my job as a correction officer. I loved it. I believed I'm not, tooting my own horn, but I believed I was easy to talk to with the inmates, with their concerns, because you have some officers out there who just sit there all day and don't really help them with their issues. There's some inmates out there that are really just trying to do their time and go home. Ware State Prison, we're a close security prison, and it takes approximately at least at the bare minimum 37 correction officers to run shift. And when I left, we were down to 9 and 10 officers a day.
He said it was bound to happen. He said that night they only had 8 officers on shift. And that's why everything got out of control, because that's like running a school. You got 15 classrooms and 5 teachers.
And I basically told myself that I wasn't going to be the last man standing. There was a bunch of unsafe protocols being broken. Probably, I'd say, around a year of voicing our concerns, nothing was getting done, and we was breaking more policies and procedures by the day. It usually takes 2 officers at the bare minimum to run 1 building. And it's 1 officer runs the control room, who pops the doors for you, is in control of all the doors in the building, and then there's what we call a floor officer. Well, it became so short that they dissolved the control room officers to where it was just floor officers working the buildings. And even then, it became to the point where it was 1 floor officer working 3 to 4 buildings. And they advised us to, start carrying the keys in our pockets. And basically, that's against policies and procedures in almost every prison in the state of Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I understand how that works. Yeah, because I used to be an officer. When I was an officer, we didn't have no weapons. All we had was a clipboard, a radio, and a pen. I ain't have no keys on me at any time.
That was the start of the, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why are we doing this? This is not safe at all for anybody. It's not safe for the officers, the staff, the inmates, none of us. When I was there, I would see, 2 or 3 cells that inmates had access to where they can get in and out anytime they please. And after they took over the building, they took over the officers that were in there, and all they had to do was grab their keys and had access to all the other buildings. They didn't need to tamper with the locks. They just pressed the button.
See, the riot wasn't just one thing. It wasn't just one thing that set it off. I think it took me 3 weeks to a month to talk to him. Physically talked to him, and he sent me a letter, let me know he was okay, but he was like, everything they're doing there is wrong. It's against policy, and he was just like, babe, you need to tell somebody about this.
I think a lot had to do with the state took away their visitation rights. That probably had a lot to do with it.
Then they started putting people with COVID in the dorms and locking them up with people who weren't. They weren't segregating the COVID from the non-COVID.
By the time we was able to come up with a system, it was around April. So we had a late start, which was bad. And I know I'm not the only correction officer out there that believes that the state handled the coronavirus poorly. The inmates can see that too.
And so that was a lot of the unrest. The murder was another thing.
Maybe a week and a half before this riot took place, there was a murder. Numerous amount of minutes went by that this inmate was laying on the floor pretty much dying out from his injuries. And there was no one to basically give him medical attention.
and you're only months into the year and you have 13 murders in Georgia.
13 murders. See what I'm saying?
A short staff with no movement is the straw that broke the camel's back. COVID, short staff, and the murder is what started that riot.
And when they would come out and call it a minor disturbance, it made a lot of officers out there that I talked to angry to call what happened and the situation they're in minor. You know, there was people's lives at risk. The Department of Corrections will tell you outside the fence all day long that it's sunshines and butterflies and pretty daisies inside the prison. But if those cell phone footages of what was really going on never came across the eyes of the public, then there was no way. There's been numerous times where they would sweep things under the rug. But when so many people seen what was happening, there was no way they could really, they had to acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Their number one job is to protect and serve the public. And when you see something like that happening on Facebook Live, do you really feel safe? And I believe there should be changes made. And I believe the changes start from the top all the way down to the bottom.
If you go to prison in Georgia, it's a death sentence. All the way around. All the way around. For the officers and the inmates. And somebody needs to be held accountable. See, people think people go to prison and all they're doing is sitting there and everything is hunky-dory. They're sitting in their cells. They're separated from the community. No. These guys are in there fighting for their lives. It's like if I go in there for theft and they give me 10 years, for 10 years I'm fighting for my life. It's craziness, and it's hard to watch. It's hard to deal with. So I'm glad it got out there. I'm glad that these people are seeing it.
August 4th, it's Tuesday, August 4th. Time is 1:12, as they say on the clock out there. Probably can't see it, so I'm gonna try to zoom me.
Most of the time, like when you see videos and stuff like that, it's because they have contraband phones. Right now, it's a statewide. They're trying to clean it up. They're trying to clean up their prisons with contraband because the phones are contraband, and that's how we're all finding out this, because they are getting phones in. Because if they had their way, we wouldn't know none of this.
Same impression. Tart is not flesh. Sink is not working. They have cut the power off.
And the phones are helping more than they are hurting. The videos and photos are holding the administration accountable. It's holding the GDC accountable. This is what you get. This is what you get.
Now, there's not going to be change if people don't start talking about it. The awareness needs to be raised on what was going on, what is going on.
A lot of the law enforcement in Waycross County and city like to brush things under the rug. So I think a lot of it was to make sure it wouldn't be brushed under the rug. But also, I think it was just kind of a moment where we could be like, see, so there's proof.
Okay. Ain't no water. There's no water. We pressed the panic button. We don't have no, like, this is the panic button. I can hear help. Officer! Officer! I need help! Officer! I need help! We have no response.
Girl, they probably ain't gonna let me come to visitation no more. They're gonna be mad at me. I don't care. You want to get rid of me? Brett, send my husband home to me in one piece, alive and kicking. You want me to shut up? Send me my husband. And then I'll make a decision if I want to shut up then or there, because I got to help the others.
Just just a quiet one, catching up on me, so good energy. Wait, does it change the scene? Now it's hopping and the weather's feeling so serene. Go out fresco, no time to rest, so hop a taxi up the coast road, grab an ice cream, back to town for a late night show, yeah. Who knows where next we'll go, yeah. Make a way home for a disco nap, but the next adventure's waiting on top.
Come here to me, come here to me.
Wanna grab a taxi, just get free now. Get there your way.
Hi, it's Allie Wentworth, a middle-aged woman with a lot of questions and a lot of answers I have pulled out of my tush as host of Go Ask Allie. My listeners want more, so we are digging in. It's real, it's honest, open and unexpected, and sometimes amusing. Can you start with your infamous $19,000 haircut?
Yes, and this is a great story I feel about mothers and daughters with a dream and an empty bank account.
Just a few of our fabulous guests this season are New York Times bestselling author Isabel Gillies, writer and Oprah's favorite life coach Martha Beck, and former editor of People magazine Jess Cagle.
If we know intimate details about another person, then that person is socially important to us.
Okay, so that's what you like to gossip about.
Wait, what do you gossip about?
All new episodes of Go Ask Allie release every Thursday. Listen to Go Ask Allie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember when we thought tech would save the world? Now we fear it may bring about the end times. But we don't have to live in the futures we see in Terminator, Black Mirror, or Westworld. We can choose a different path, where instead of being used by tech, we use tech to bolster our individual participation, to strengthen our relationships, to help us flex our collective power. So season 3 of How to Citizen with Baratunde, it's all about tech. Launching October 14th, we will bring you the people building things with technology that go beyond just revenue and user growth. They empower us to citizen. Listen to How to Citizen with Baratunde on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vice News did not receive a response for comment from the Georgia Department of Corrections. Previously, the GDCN, where state representatives claimed inmates are receiving meals and showers each day, maintenance staff is checking every cell for damages and additional staff has been assigned to the prison to help with operation. Where state did not confirm the number of correctional officers on the night of the unrest or how COVID-19 spread through the prison. Source material is a multimedia project. Go Device's YouTube page to see our source material video series, directed by Yin Bell. Source material is primarily made with the help of those who lived these events. The podcast is produced by Nicole Kelly and Peter Langstanton, and edited by Kate Osborne. Our associate producer is Stephanie Brown. Original score and sound design by Steve Bone and Kyle Murdoch. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. If you dig this, please subscribe, share, and leave a review.
Looking for the sexiest new job? Or maybe the techiest? Or the chefiest? Or perhaps the salesiest? We have them all and more on Ireland's jobsiest job site, jobs.ie, where 90% of jobs advertised end in a hire, so it's the savviest place to search too. With smart technology that matches your CV with the career you're looking for, just register today and download our app to find your dreamiest job. Jobs.ie, the jobsiest job site.
Hi, this is Allie Wentworth, host of Go Ask Allie. My listeners want more, so we are digging in. It's real, it's honest, open and unexpected, and sometimes amusing.
He told me you chased him with a butcher knife and tried to cut off his penis, but that's his version and everybody has a different
Everybody version. Has two sides of every story.
Exactly.
All new episodes of Go Ask Allie release every Thursday. Listen to Go Ask Allie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much going on in Latin America.
In Colombia, demonstrations against proposed tax reforms have turned into countrywide protests.
It can be confusing.
Health authorities across Latin America are battling a rise in coronavirus infections.
That's where El Hilo, a Spanish language podcast from Radio Ambulante Studios and Vice News, comes in.
Cuando un edificio se cae, no perdona.
Cuando tú vives en una dictadura, ¿qué opciones tienes si eres oposición? O la cárcel o el exilio.
Listen to El Hilo every Friday.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.